Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I don't fancy myself as an air raid guy, and I don't fancy myself as, playing, triple option or wing T. I mean, you want to be balanced, and sometimes it's week to week in your matchup. I mean, what you don't ever, regardless of what your philosophy is, you become one-dimensional in any circumstance. You're going to make life hard on yourself, especially in the NFL. And if you had, overwhelming talent, and this was the 1970s, and I could put, 135 stars on scholarship and you just bludgeon people. Yeah, that'd be one way to do it. I mean, you're looking for to be efficient, explosive. They may come in the run game or, run alerts or screen game, check downs, however you get to it. The key is obviously is the score, drive efficiency, and trying to hit chunk plays. And how you get to that, you can certainly do it in the run game. We need to do more of that. In the Jets game, we hit some chunk plays and different actions. And obviously in the Seattle game, at times we did okay, and then other times we stalled out. So, so if you're talking about like an identity to give, it's not me. I don't ever hear, you don't ever hear me say my offense. Somebody want to be labeled as a guru or give some cute title to it. I mean, we want to be balanced and we want to be efficient. We need to score points.
I like Arthur Smith. I think he's a guy's guy. I think he's a dude.
Yep.
No, he's ins. He's got a bitchin' mustache. I wonder what he does this week. I wonder what they do this week. I wonder what the plan is against the New England Patriots. And you can give us a ring, by the way. Vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers Pats? 412-928-9370. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to see the 21 Pilots at 412-928-9370. Arthur was asked about the offensive identity of these Pittsburgh Steelers, and he said, we want to be able to do everything. Okay, so the Patriots, 84% of the yardage that they've given up, 84% has come through the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest rate in the entire NFL. Their defense is giving up 315 yards per game through the air. That's the most in the league. They're giving up 8.4 yards per pass, which is only better than the Bears. So is this a Rodgers game where you're attacking them through the air, or because you've been so bad running the football and you kind of want to establish that, do you try to run the football in this game?
I think they try to be balanced as possible. I know that's just a broad question or a broad answer there, but I think that whenever you identify that somebody is so bad at giving up the pass and giving up passing yards, that it's almost you have to go through the air. And you trust your quarterback to identify things at the line of scrimmage to get yourself into good positions to expose that back end and giving up passing yards through the air. So I believe that their intention is going to be balanced, but I think it'll come to a point where it's like, all right, why are we wasting our time with the run game? We know we want to fix it, but this isn't maybe the game to fix it. Let's go out and get us a win.
Yeah,
we got to win. We got to do what it takes to win. We can't really try to establish something that hasn't been working when we know that we can throw the football and we know we have Aaron Rodgers. I think that their mentality going into the game is going to be balanced, but I think it inevitably ends up being they're going to throw the ball to win.
Now, Christian Gonzalez probably going to play. He's a lockdown corner, really good player, probably a top five corner in the league at this point in his career. Second team all pro last year. Hasn't played this season. He got hurt in the very first training camp practice. So he will help their pass defense. He is, however, but one man, Doran.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Patriots, I said earlier in the week, because teams have thrown on them, they're not attempting to run the ball. I'd like to amend that. I've gone back. I've looked at some things. I've statistically uncovered some things with the Patriots. No, their run defense has actually been really good. The Patriots have stopped the opposing ball toter at or behind the line of scrimmage 36% of the time. So they're stuffing a whole lot of runs. So their run defense has been good. Their pass defense has been bad, and now they get Christian Gonzalez back. I think this is a classic game, Doran, to your point, where, hey, we got to win this thing. They're weaker on the pass side of things. We'll throw the ball, and then ideally, because we've thrown the ball well, we'll run the ball late to try to salt this thing away.
Yeah.
Now, another fly in the ointment here. The Patriots lead the NFL in sacks. They had 28 sacks last year. They already have 9 through 2 games. They added pieces on that defensive front in the offseason, and those pieces have really come to fruition already.
Well, something's not adding up here for me. If you lead the league in sacks, but you also basically lead the league in passing yards, defense, you know, trying to stop the pass, like, you're either getting home, and then the next time they're exposing the defense, you're not getting home. So,
right.
Like, if you don't get home, then it's guns blazing.
That's kind of what happened to the Steelers against Seattle. And Terrell Austin talked about it yesterday, that they had blitzes dialed up that were a hair off, where they were hitting Sam Darnold, but not hitting him before he was letting go of the football. And it became a boom or bust situation. Milton Williams, they brought him in from Philadelphia. He's a defensive end. He's been productive already. And then they brought in Harold Landry from Tennessee, who's an outside linebacker, who has also been productive already. They had the most cap space in the NFL coming into this offseason. They spent a good chunk of that change on their defensive front, and it's already coming to fruition. But you're right. You block it up, and you're going to have the ability to make plays downfield. Here's the other problem. Steelers haven't blocked it up, as Aaron Rodgers has been sacked 7 times on the young season and hit upteen times more than that.
Well, quick game's going to be crucial then. I mean, DK Metcalf, he's got to get those drops. So hopefully the drops are out of his system, but the quick game's going to have to be crucial because Aaron Rodgers is going to want to get the ball quick. We know that. But whenever, you know, you got to win your one-on-ones, and DK Metcalf is a great receiver at doing that. That's the guy that you want in a situation like this. If they're running all kinds of blitzes and zone dogs and different pressures, get the ball out quick and let him do his thing, and then you could probably put some points on the board.
I don't have the exact stat, but something like 75-80% of DK Metcalf's targets have all come 10 yards or closer to the line of scrimmage, which is a big strength of his. And once he gets going with a head of steam, man, that's a tough dude to bring down.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots have also given up a whole bunch of yards after catch this year. So, hey, secure that football, DK, because I think you're right. You get rid of it quick, go sideways a little bit, slow down the pass rush, and then hopefully you can run the ball a little bit later on in the football game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.